Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to r/AmItheButthole, where this woman asks her sister to stop fostering dogs so she can babysit her kids instead. Am I the butthole for asking my sister to stop fostering dogs so she could help me with my kids? Okay, just writing the title like that made me feel super guilty, but please hear me out before judging too harshly. I am a 38-year-old woman, and I've got 4 kids aged 11 months, 3, 5, and 10. I love them all more than anything, but I'll be the first to admit that our house is constant chaos and it can get very exhausting. My sister, who's 33, is child-free, but loves my kids and was happy to watch the older 2 or sometimes 3 to help me keep my sanity. This has been extremely helpful, and I tell her all the time how grateful we are for her help. The thing is that the kids used to go over to her house, but right now they can't because my sister is fostering an elderly chihuahua. My sister claims she can't have them over for the time being as they'd stress out the dog. Now, this dog is extremely frail and timid, so I think that was a fair assessment. This was the 4th dog she's fostered, all of which couldn't be around my kids. This most recent dog took 8 months to find a home for, but most of her other dogs took even longer. When she told me she found an adopter, I knew I could finally breathe a sigh of relief and joked about how I was glad she could babysit again. Then my sister proceeded to tell me that there was a second dog that desperately needed a new foster, so she planned to take in that one as soon as her current dog was gone, so she couldn't do any more babysitting than she already is. Sometimes she comes over to my house in the morning to help out. I could literally feel my stress levels spike. I haven't ever done this before, but I opened up to her about how much I've been struggling since she got the dog, how little sleep I get each night, how my husband hasn't been helping as much as he should, and some other deeply personal issues that I've been struggling with. Then I asked her, point blank, to not get another dog. She comforted me, but ultimately didn't agree on anything and said she needed some time to think. I know I'm asking a lot of her, since rescuing dogs is her passion and that is why I feel so guilty, but I don't have anyone else to help me. I can't afford a babysitter long term, and my friends all have their own kids to look after. Above all, my kids will always come before a dog, and that's the reason I was willing to request it. I've told a few different people about the situation and got on a wide range of heavily biased opinions, so that's why I've decided to come on Reddit and ask you guys. Was this unreasonable? I would never demand her to do this if she didn't want to, but is it really so wrong to just be honest in my situation and earnestly ask? Wow, starting this video off with a butthole, in my opinion, guys. As always, get in the comments, let me know what you think. But for me, sorry, OP, you're the butthole. Now look, you say, above all, your kids will always come before a dog. And that's fine in your opinion, but it's not then fair to expect your sister to have the same opinion as you. Like, that might be the opposite for her. I mean, clearly she's chosen not to have children in her life, and instead she loves, it's her passion, as you say, to foster dogs and look after them, not to babysit your kids. As much as I'm sure she likes doing it for you, fostering dogs is her real passion. But you're saying that kids come before them. Maybe that's true for you, but not for her. If anything, I want to know where the dad is in all of this, your husband, because he's the one that needs to step up and actually help you out. Look, I get it. Having 4 kids is obviously an insane amount of effort, but you can't just put all of that onto your sister who never made the choice to have those kids. That was you and your husband's choice. But where is he? I don't know. Someone let him know that he needs to get in the mixer. Am I the butthole for telling my therapist lies? Because I suspected she was telling my husband what I was telling her during our sessions. I started seeing a therapist 6 months ago because I had postpartum depression. At first, she really helped me, but then I noticed on 2 occasions my husband mentioned things I hadn't told him, but I had confided in my therapist. Since I had no proof and I didn't want to accuse either of them, I decided to tell my therapist lies that I knew he would confront me on if he heard them, to see if I was being delusional or not. The more I lied to her, the more suspicious I became too, since even things I said that made my husband look awful were challenged by her and twisted to make him look good. It took a while for him to confront me, but he did. At first, he never believed I was lying during those sessions, but when I finally convinced him I was, he was still furious at me. He said he only wanted to make sure I was okay, and he hadn't been using the therapist to spy on me. So, am I the butthole? Wow, this is so bad from both the therapist, obviously, primarily, but also your husband. Like, therapy has to be the most private thing, or it doesn't work. The whole point is that you're talking through issues that you're having with the therapist and really nobody else, I guess. Or at least you have to be confident that what you're saying at that moment in the room only stays in the room. It doesn't work if the therapist is telling other people. That's just ridiculous. Like, if anything, I swear it's actually illegal. I know it's your husband, but it doesn't matter. I'm pretty sure that as a therapist, legally, you're not allowed to tell other people about your therapy sessions. Genuinely, isn't that like a code of ethics or something for counseling? I don't know. If you know, let me know in the comments, but it seems like it should be illegal to stop this sort of thing happening because it's very, very dangerous. Your husband should know better, but this therapist is, I think, literally breaking the law. Oh, and needless to say, by the way, if it wasn't completely obvious already, Opie is definitely not the butthole, and what you're doing is completely justified. Am I the butthole for keeping all the money from mine and my wife's baby shower? My wife and I are having our first baby boy. We're due in May, so we had our shower last weekend. Her family didn't really plan the whole thing, other than decorating. So I ended up purchasing a venue as I wanted to make a big deal of this, to make my wife feel special. I spent 2.5k on this venue, which I was prepared to do and I was okay with. My wife wanted something smaller initially, but I wanted to do the co-ed thing and invite my friends and family too. After paying for the place, my account was depleted and I won't be paid again for 2 weeks. So I took all the cash we were given in cards and deposited it into my account. We ended up getting about $1,600, so I only ended up paying less than $1,000 for the shower. Yeah, not entirely sure that's how it works, but okay. My wife is upset about this because she feels as if the money should be used for more baby things and not to pay myself back, as she put it. I told her I can't just have $0 in my account for 2 weeks, and she said I should have thought of that before booking such a big space for the shower instead of doing something smaller, like she originally wanted. She's also upset because a majority of the money came from her family. I honestly just assumed any money we got was going into paying for the shower, and she assumed it would be for whatever else we didn't get on our registry. I can't help but feel like she's being ungrateful about the situation. But I also possibly should have planned ahead so I wouldn't be left with no money. I'll probably use the money on baby stuff anyway. However, I need gas and food money as well. So the question is, am I the butthole here? Yeah, this really doesn't look that good, OP. Sorry. Sounds as if to me you've just spent way too much money unnecessarily on a baby shower that nobody apart from you really wants in the first place, especially not your wife. And now you're just trying to get the money back that you spent unnecessarily. It's a bit weird, isn't it? Just to be clear, you did the opposite of what your wife wanted to make her feel special, even though she didn't want that in the first place. And then you're using the money that people were giving, you know, to support the baby and for you to buy the baby things to reimburse yourself so that you can buy food. It's strange, guys. It is. Yeah, let me know if you agree. But for me, definitely the butthole. Am I the butthole for getting mad that my artist hid their initials in my tattoo? I went to a tattoo shop in my area with a photo of the tattoo I wanted. It was one my dad had gotten to honor my past grandfather, whose father also had it. But the point is, it was important to me that the tattoo looked exactly as it did in the photo. I get to the shop, explain everything, pay, get the tattoo, and we're done. I think it looks awesome and everything is great, until a few weeks later, when I show my great-grandmother the tattoo. She's static, grabs my arm to look at it and compliment it, and then asks, "Who's AJ?" I ask her what she means, and she points out on the tattoo where the initials A and J, or maybe T, were hidden. I'm instantly fuming, as I remember my artist's name is Alice Trevor. She tries to assure me it's no big deal if I hadn't noticed it till now, but I still reached out to the artist, sort of irritated. They told me the style of art I got is called traditional, and it's pretty trad for all artists who do that style to do it. I demanded a partial refund, and they refused. So I complained to the owner, who made the artist give me a full refund. Now the artist is running a full smear campaign, talking about moving shops and all kinds of rubbish. My sister says I'm a butthole for pushing the issue, but I feel like at the end of the day, I told you exactly what I wanted and you didn't do that. So, am I the butthole? This is truly awful. It's one thing signing your name on some normal artwork, you know, not a tattoo that's on someone's body for life. You know, a painting, for example. If you've done it, sign your name, that's absolutely fine. And that is industry standard. It's not traditional, it's not pretty trad to sign your name on a tattoo, especially when you haven't got permission from the person's body you're tattooing in the first place. That is so poor. That's awful. Like, in my opinion, that is the same as somebody giving you like a stencil lever, a picture, saying tattoo this on me, and then you do something different. Because that's what you've done here. You've said you're going to do one thing and you've done something else different. That's mental. And I'm sorry, you should be not just fully reimbursed, but you could sue. You really could. That's there for life. Unless you get it removed, that's literally there for life. Something that you don't want on your body. That's awful. Like, if you think about it, they've branded you with their initials. That is mental. You're definitely not the butthole. They are. Get your money and 10x it. Am I the butthole for asking my fiance to remove her adult actress friend from her wedding party? I'm engaged to my fiance and will be marrying in a few months. Right now, we're both still deciding our wedding parties. So, she is very close friends with an adult actress. She used to work adjacent to that industry and made a lot of connections, and this one stuck. The friend is well known. Like, I'm not gonna say either her real name or stage name because she could be found very easily. Her face is also very recognizable, to the point where if we go out to eat with her, she will inevitably be asked for an autograph. Now, don't get me wrong, I don't disapprove of her at all. That's her business. She's great. But my family is staunchly religious. So much so that my mum said that if the wedding was not held in a chapel, she would not be attending. I know it's ridiculous, but it's my family. And it's not just her, it's that entire side, with the exception of a few cousins and my siblings. So this is a problem because of how recognizable my wife's friend is. I'll fully admit that prior to meeting her, I'd watched a few of her videos just because of how viral they are. I'm sure other guys there will have seen her videos too. And if something gets mentioned or pointed out, it could cause so much drama that I really don't want to deal with on the wedding day. I also don't want attention to be taken off the woman I'm marrying because half the people there have seen one of the bridesmaids banging six guys at once. So when my fiance told me, I brought up my concerns and asked that she not make her actress friend a bridesmaid. My fiance was not happy. She told me that she is one of her closest friends and that she's not moving her out of our wedding just to appease my mother. I told her that I want our day to go off without a hitch, and this is just mitigating risk. I also said that I felt that she owed me one because she vetoed a groomsman of mine because he cheated on someone in the bridal party. She felt it was unfair, and now we're at an impasse. She told me that the way I was behaving was gross and that I was being a butthole. So, now here we are. Am I the butthole? Yeah, look, I'll be honest, I do kind of get your concerns, OP. You want everything to run smoothly, and I get that potentially there could be a tiny hiccup with this guest, but ultimately, it's your wife who wants her to be there, right? It's her friend, not yours, and she wants her to be a bridesmaid. I mean, that's above just a normal guest. You kind of got to go with your wife on this one, or your wife-to-be anyway. The point about her owing you one because she vetoed a groomsman of yours doesn't make any sense, because he cheated on someone that is going to the wedding. That's completely different to having a job. And yeah, look, I get it. It's an out there job. Fair enough. There might be some people going that recognize her, but that's still her job at the end of the day. That's different to cheating on someone else that's going there, you know? And also, sorry, I'm just rereading this. Your family is deeply religious, right? You've explained that. Yet you are going to have a cheating groomsman at your wedding. Not sure how that adds up, buddy. Not sure at all. So yeah, just to confirm, in my opinion, you are the butthole. Sorry. Am I the butthole for embarrassing my father-in-law after I repeatedly asked him to explain his joke to me? I am a 27-year-old woman, and I used to be an escort from 18 until 23. Now, I'm not proud of it, but I also don't give an F because I did what I had to do to keep studying and a roof over my head. That's how I met my fiancé, who was 37. Though he was never my client. We began to date when I was 25, and 3 or 4 months after that, his brother-in-law exposed me. No idea how he found out, because there's no way my fiancé already knew, and thus we had to come clean in front of his whole family. Yes, I did that. Yes, he knows. Yes, he doesn't care. It was 2 years ago at that time. We got over it. After that, there was a span of 3 to 4 months in which my mother-in-law and some of my fiancé's aunts and cousins policed their husbands when I was around. It was really weird, to be honest, because the dudes were like 40 to 60, and I wasn't that desperate. So, my fiancé shut their BS down hard, and even though his family still gives me the side eye from time to time, we thought it was behind us. He proposed last year, and 5 months ago we found out that I was pregnant. We were really happy about it, and we told his family as soon as we knew. His sisters and young brother were happy for us, but his mum took me aside and begged me to be honest with her and asked if this was really my fiancé's child. I was taken aback, but I just rolled my eyes and said yes. She gave me some trashy speech about how I only wanted to make sure and that I'm happy to be a grandmother. Well, last weekend we were at his parents with his family and some of his friends, and we were talking about the name, how he might look, you know, small talk. We'll love him regardless, but there's always some, oh, I hope he gets your nose. I like your eyes, I hope he gets them comments. And my father-in-law said that he and his children have a birthmark in the inner thigh, and that even his grandchildren, one of my sister-in-law's kids, got them. So our baby might too. But then he said, but how can we know who he got it from? It may as well be from me, my boy, or my brothers. And he and his brothers began to laugh. My fiance got mad, and before he could say anything, I said, I don't get it. And my father-in-law said, yeah, because it runs in the family. And I said again, I don't get it. Why would he get it from you? And he began to get nervous and said, because, you know, it's just a joke. And I said, but I don't get it. And you all laughed. So explain. It got to the point that some of his friends said, hey, it's not funny. So he excused himself and left. Later, my fiancé's brother-in-law came to me and said that I was wrong for embarrassing him like that in his own house, and that I knew what the joke was about, and because of my past, I shouldn't be surprised. Now they're all demanding that I apologise to my father-in-law. Yeah, you're definitely not the butthole, OP. And you know you're not the butthole. Like, this is actually crazy. This joke is so bad. What I do love, though, is that you've just said, even though of course you get it, I don't get it, explain it to me right now, like again and again, just embarrassing him to his face. And there's nothing wrong with that. If you make a joke at somebody's expense, you have to be able to deal with that. I'm sorry, you just do. I mean, he literally made a joke about him and other men from the family impregnating you. That is mental. I'm sorry. Like, this is a woman that's going to be in your family for life and you're making that joke. That's ridiculous. Yeah, you're obviously not the butthole for questioning that. Wow.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Am I the butthole for refusing to make my husband apologise for what he said to my mum at the dinner table? So, I, a 31-year-old woman, recently got married to my husband, Scott. Before I met him, I was engaged to my former fiancé, Martin. But we broke it off because this relationship was sort of pushed by my family, because he's a doctor and comes from a wealthy family. When our relationship ended, mum was devastated. She did her best to bring us back together. For example, she lied to Martin about me being pregnant to save us. That was years ago now, and we're all on good terms, including Martin. Mum, though, still has a bit of tension towards Scott. She treats him well, but constantly makes passive, nagging comments about him. She compares him to Martin all the time, which bothers both of us, but we try and let it slide. Mum kept telling Scott about the diamond ring, new car, and bank accounts Martin got for his fiancé, and kept sending him photos saying how generous Martin is to his fiancé, then compared him to Scott and what he'd done for me. I told her to stop doing this and she apologised. Last week, we were over at my parents' house for a social gathering. Lots of relatives came and we had dinner. At the dinner table, Mum asked Scott if he saw the text she sent him the other day. He said he was sorry and that he didn't. She told him to check it right then and read it out loud so everyone at the table could hear. He took his phone and started reading the text out loud. Her text mentioned how Martin got his fiancé a new house and how generous he was, then said that Martin is younger than Scott, yet able to buy a house. Basically shaming Scott for his inability to buy a house. She wrapped up by saying that Martin maybe wasn't so bad for me after all. I was shocked, and Scott was fuming, obviously. However, he didn't lash out or anything. He just looked at the text, smiled, and said, you know, what gets me about this entire text is how you were a public educator for 30 years, yet you can't differentiate between the passive you and the contraction your. Good God, the thought of all the children that must have been left behind. Everyone at the table burst into laughter, and Mum's face went pale. She decided to leave the table, then she and my sister started yelling at me, saying Scott was being awfully rude, and I needed to get him to apologise immediately for embarrassing Mum at the table. I refused, then pointed out how she was being judgmental towards him. She defended herself, saying she was just letting him know and he had no confidence and took it personally. I left, but I kept getting told to talk to him and get him to apologize for what he did. Alright, ending with a bit of a debatable one then. Guys, before I even say anything, before I give my opinion, get down in the comments and let me know, do you think that OP is the butthole or not? And give me some reasoning. That's important. I will say that in this post, in this event on its own, in isolation, no, you're definitely not the butthole. But if you want to take it bigger picture, then maybe you are, because it sounds as if this has been going on for a very, very long time. Your mother is clearly just crazy, as is your sister, but your mother is especially just like mental. Continuing to compare your husband to an ex of yours is actually crazy. Now, what makes me say that perhaps OP actually is the butthole is that it doesn't look like you've stopped this, right? This has been going on for years, I think, and you haven't at one point seemed to have brought it up that you don't want this to carry on. Look, I'm not saying fight your husband's battles, but also it is your mother. And look, as a guy, you obviously have to be polite to your mother-in-law. So it's kind of up to you a little bit to say, can you stop comparing my husband to my ex? So weird in the first place. I don't really think it should have gotten to this point in the first place, really. This should have stopped so many years ago. So just saying that you refuse to apologize, you could argue is not going far enough. Look, it's good that you did that. You didn't completely bend over. But I think really you should have gone a lot further than this many years ago. Guys, what do you reckon? Let me know in the comments. Anyway, people, that's going to do it for this one. Hope you enjoyed this episode of r/AmItheButthole. If you did, and you want to watch 2 hours of Am I the Butthole content, boom. Don't say I don't help you out, because it's on the screen right now. Linked in the description. Go down there and click it, or click this. You know, either one. Subscribe if you're new by hitting this button. Turn notifications on for daily Reddit content. And I will see you all tomorrow with a brand new video.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.